Hello again. How is everybody? It's been a couple of weeks since I've done a video. Been on holiday in the meantime, so looking a bit brown. Anyway, forget about that. Today, well, first off, always the caveat. I'm out with the dream team. There's our Maggie up there. So you can hear any panting, it's her. And then bringing up the rear, we have our Mindy. Anyway, so the video and now going to be a podcast as well. So really, there might not be much benefit to watching these as a video. And it could just be well worth listening to them. So there is a podcast. Please feel free. I'm going to put the link under the video to subscribe to the podcast as well. So it might be that you just want to listen to these, maybe driving to work, because generally they do take around 10 minutes for me to get to the point, because I try and go dig into things a little bit rather than just having this 15 second or 1 minute reel that just develops that like scrolling mentality. I actually want people to sit up and take notice, maybe. But anyway, all my podcasts, videos, etc. are inspired by real life conversations with people in the gym or my online clients. And today is no exception. So today, I'm going to talk about how trying to do the things that you used to do to get in shape. Come on, you. Are not going to be the things that you can do today to get in shape. Now let's look into that a little further. And I'll talk from an end value of one, so that's me. So when I was up until like into my 30s, I was training most days twice a day. I would do weights in the morning and I would do my wrestling or jiu-jitsu in the evening. So I used to do MMA. So that would be most of my day. Hour training in the morning, hour and a half training. Most evenings, that was probably 4-5 days a week. Might have gone and done a bit of training at the weekend, but it was my hobby, so I loved it, which is cool. Now, back then I was in great shape. No, I was in good shape, six pack all the time, eating what I want, because I had this huge output every single day. I had a manual job as well. I was a postman, so everything was in my favour. Had time on my hands, so again, everything is in my favour. Now, I know that if I tried to return to that level of training, one, I've got too much responsibility now, you know, running my businesses, gym, online, all this stuff. I couldn't find 2.5 hours a day, 5 days a week to exercise. That's one part of it. And that happens as we get older, we get more responsibility. You know, I was a dad really young, so by this point in my late 20s, Ben was nearly a teenager. So we'd gone through all that. So I was in a really fortunate position. It's been bloody bit by a mosquito on my wrist. So that was part of it. And the other thing is physiologically. Now, physiologically, I know that if I tried to exercise 2.5 hours a day, 4 days a week, by the end of week two, I would be absolutely cream crackered. And that is if I made it to the end of week two. And by that, I mean, would my body, nearly on 50 years old, be able to take that level of stress, shall we call it? Because if you don't know, when you exercise, it's stress on your body. You're stressing your body, you're either stressing your cardiovascular system, stressing your nervous system, stressing your muscles, and your body is desperate. Your body's desperate to return to a, like, they call it homeostasis, which is like level ground. And to do that, it has to develop and then make you fitter, make you stronger, etc. So you stress the body, and your body needs to recover from that stress. And as you get older, recovering from that training stress becomes more and more difficult, i.e. it takes you longer between sessions to recover. So that's another way that I know I couldn't handle it. And I can give you a great analogy of this. And for some of you will remember my little bull terrier called Daisy. Now, it wouldn't take you long to go back through my social media to see a picture I'd shared of that little dog. Me and her had a great life together, travelled the length and breadth of the country. We were inseparable. And every morning, used to get up with that dog on a bike, and I would ride a bike around. The loop was between 4 and 5 miles. And we used to do that in just a little over half an hour. So it was like, I was doing it because I was under time pressure. Hold on. Oi, come on. Heading for a lake. So we would do that in a little, between 30 and 40 minutes. I would be on a bicycle and Daisy would run beside me. And that was when she was between 1 and 2 years old. You know, that was it. You know, she could handle that. Now, I remember as she got into her more senior years, so she'd be maybe 8, that one day I was in the gym and I decided, you know what, I'm going to walk home from the gym. Just going to walk home from the gym. So that would probably have been 6 or 7 miles walking. Halfway, she couldn't carry on. She literally couldn't carry on. And that wasn't because I hadn't looked after her and kept her fit. She just couldn't handle that much training stress in one sitting. So younger, she could handle running for 4 or 5 miles. As she got older, she couldn't handle walking for 7 miles. I had to ring my dad to come and pick us up, which was quite funny. So think about that as yourself. When you're thinking now of getting back into shape, getting back into the gym, doing some exercise again, don't look back at the things that you used to be able to do and feel like you're failing because you can no longer do them. You can't do them because nature won't let you do them. And I'm not saying people in the 50s can't get into great shape. That's not what I'm saying. But what I am saying is physiologically, you cannot handle the same amount of training stress returning to exercise. I guess if I'd kept that level up all the way from my 30s, I might have stood more of a chance of being able to maintain it. But trying to return to it after a break it's crazy. You're just going to hurt yourself. You're going to get demotivated because you're going to feel cream crackered. And when you feel that tired, your body's trying to recover. So what's it going to try and do? It's going to encourage you to eat more to try and recover. So again, there we are. We're trying to be better. We're trying to be healthier. And your body's saying, listen, I need you to eat more carbohydrate because we really need this. So what's the solution? The solution is to perhaps do half of what you used to do and see how it makes you feel. Your internal barometer, shall we say, will let you know how that feels. If you've done a couple of exercise sessions for a couple of weeks and you're feeling good and everything's fine and you've got no injuries and you're looking forward to exercising, then perhaps try a third session at a lower intensity. If that works out okay, then up the intensity in that third session. And it may be that you can handle one or two more intense sessions and one or two lower intensity sessions. And lower intensity could be going for a walk for 45 minutes. You know, it doesn't always have to involve going to the gym and lifting weights. So it might be that you do two weight sessions and two like lower intensity steady state cardio stuff like walking, power walking, etc. And see how that makes you feel, because like I said, that is going to be the best guide. And if after that you're sleeping well, you're able to get up in the morning, you're still feeling motivated, you're probably in quite a sweet spot there. if this all sounds like mumbo jumbo to you, all sounds like, oh God, I really don't understand what's going on here, please feel free to reach out to me. You know, I'm in that stage of life myself, nearly 50 years old. I've trained pretty consistently all my life, and I find it more and more difficult to try and recover from a heavy weight session. And that now means that sometimes if I lift heavy weights up, it takes me 4 or 5 days to recover to be able to do another weight session like that. And I don't think for me now that is going to be the best way for me to train, because it leaves me training once or twice a week. Now, would I be better reducing that intensity training 4 times? I think I would. Just food for thought there. So that's my little ramblings today. I'm out with the dogs. I've been absolutely, if nothing else, I've been eaten by mosquitoes. So they've all had a good feed. And yeah, enjoy the rest of your day. And thanks for tuning in. Bye-bye.